quick. Think of an Australian tune, perhaps Waltzing Matilda, or maybe this kid song.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the woods is he.
Sweet song. It's about a bird, and in the U.S., lots of kids learn it in music classes. Well, in Australia, the Kookaburra song is at the center of a fierce intellectual property battle. The owner of the copyright claims it was unlawfully sampled in a hit song that dates back to 1981. NPR's Nita Ulaby explains.
You might not remember the Men at Work song, Down Under.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast.
Innocuous enough. In fact, contestants on an Australian game show were asked to guess which children's song it contained. No one could figure it out. Neither could I. Matthew Westwood had to show me.
Oh, that's, there it is there, the flute. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's that part.
Westwood is the arts editor of the newspaper The Australian. It's basically their New York Times. He says after the game show aired, the owner of the Kookaburra copyright filed suit against the two Men at Work who wrote Down Under and their former record label. A number of Australians, including Westwood, found this a bit much.
It's an imaginative reusing of a well-known song that's almost a folk song in Australia.
Westwood sees sampling and reusing musical motifs as part of a long tradition of legitimate artistic license. The Kookaburra song was originally written by a Melbourne school teacher in 1934 for the Australian version of the Girl Scouts.
It almost has an onomatopoeic quality in that it almost captures the sound of the kookaburra laughing. It's a very typical Australian sound, a bush sound. That's why I think it's really mean-spirited to say, hey, this is theft, if it's something that comes from nature.
No such romanticizing from Andrew Simpson, whose legal firm represents the music publishing company, Larrikin, that owns the rights to the song.
Kookaburra is a copyright work just like any other copyright work, and there are laws surrounding how it can be used.
Simpson says laws governing what we'd call fair use in the U.S. for sampling music are more restrictive in Australia. He argues that the Kookaburra song appears significantly in Down Under.
Kookaburra is a four-bar song, and over half of that song is used in Down Under, which is the test at law.
Which is to say, two bars. Simpson says the publisher should collect royalties every single time the Men at Work song gets played, which he says is more frequent than you'd think.
It is a song that is still heavily used in advertising. It's heavily used in film. For example, it was in Finding Nemo. It was in Kangaroo Jack, and I think it was also in a Crocodile Dundee film.
Right now, 100% of Down Under's royalties goes to the two Men at Work who wrote it, one of whom plays the offending flute. But the group has basically been defunct for decades. So is suing the musicians really worthwhile?
Yes, it is. And I can't go into any details because the financials, of course, are very confidential.
Men at Work has done a few reunion shows in Australia quite a while ago. If they lose this lawsuit or need to scrape up funds to settle, they could be doing a lot more. Neta Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.